You've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music. And we're celebrating the early history of hip-hop. Part 3 from 1982 to 1986. Here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and tango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me. Call, close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids smoke reefer, I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on again. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers,
burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
Cool.
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, where's Bill and Raheem, man?
They upstairs cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Go check out Cuba, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom got robbed, man.
Not
what?
Again,
she got hurt.
What is happening?
Fire free. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all know what this is. Get him up.
What?
Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with Grand Master
Flash and the Fury. That's the vibe. What is that, a gang?
Nah, man.
Shut up. I don't hear you now.
It's amazing. That song, the message, came out in the year of 1982, and it's been 34 years since that song came out. And if you listen to the lyrics, those lyrics still resonate today. You know, you a stick-up kid, look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. And then you go to jail and you end up hating where you are. You become somebody's girlfriend. And then you commit suicide. That's been going on in the Rikers Island prison system because of the fact that so many black men and black women are getting incarcerated in prison. You know, and like the song says, don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. And that's what's going on for a lot of Americans right now, especially African Americans. We're trying not to lose our head, because it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. That song is deep. If out of all the rap songs, I found that song to be the most profound, because it's on the line of the young poets and the fact that the lyrics still speak to the truths that's going on today. I keep telling you, this is a volatile election season. This is a volatile year in America. I'm not worrying about ISIS and Syria and all these crazies all over the world. We need to worry about this United States and what the outcome of this election is going to bring. Coming up here on the Bowl of Soul, celebrating the early history of hip-hop from 1982 to 1986. Coming up next, we're going to give you a classic which set off the trend for techno music again, meaning the usage of electronic music that you see and hear throughout all songs today. From African Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force, talking about Planet Rock, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Party people, party people, can yo get funky?
You're listening to
Soul Sonic Force, can yo get funky? The Zulu Nation, can yo get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just taste funk. Just get on down and hit me. That Bambaataa's getting so fucking out of here. Yeah, just hit me.
It's time to chase your dreams. How about the seats? Make your body sway. Socialize. Get down.
Let your
soul lead the way.
a living dream.
Love life live.
Come play
the game. Our world is free.
Do it to us, but free.
Don't stop it. You gotta rock it. Don't stop. That was Africa, Bambaataa, and the Soul Sonic Force. Talking about Planet Rock. It's the Sure Shot from 1982. Coming up next, one of my favorite songs from Jimmy Spicer from 1983. He was managed by Russell Simmons for Rush Management. Talking about Dollar Bill, y'all, this song was also sampled in Maino's record, okay? Giving it to you here on the Bowl of Soul, celebrating the early history of hip-hop from the legendary Mr. Jimmy Spicer, talking about money, Dollar Bill, y'all. And this is a Bowl of Soul.
Hi. This is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on a Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to a Bowl of Soul.
Your home on the range. money was to broker in a stock exchange. You make money on your 9 to 5 to earn your living so you survive. It takes money to pay your rent and to eat. Without money, you're hungry on the street. It takes money, money, cash, money, money, to the bill. So you steal some money, you go to jail, and then you turn around, need some for bail. But then you need a dime to call your lawyer, to plead innocent, say they never saw you. But before you, a lawyer, I'll get you free. He asks Cal, will you pay his fee? But you have no money, you're in a jam. Your lawyer says to throw the man in a slam. It takes money, money, cash, money, money, to the bill. It takes money, money, that's right, cash, money, money, to the bill, to the B-I-double-L bill. Hill, hill. It takes money to buy that radio and money for gas so your car will go. It takes money for you to buy a house. It takes money for a trap to catch a mouse. It takes money to take a vacation trip and cruise the ocean on a luxury ship. It takes money, money, money. It takes money to get interest from the bank. It takes money for an army to buy a tank. It takes money to pay your doctor bill and your psychiatrist if you're acting ill. It takes money, money, money.
Dollar bill, y'all. Dollar bill, y'all.
They go from 2 to 4 in a shoe, but don't think that the growing is due. They go from 4 to 6 in what they wear. They have you spending money like a millionaire. They go from 8, 9, and then to 10. Your baby has you spending money again. But all your money now gone, your rent's now due, and now your landlord is hounding you. Oh, but you go to lay down and rest your head, but the bill collector done took your bed. It takes money, money, cash, money, money, to the bill. Well, when you got ones, fives, and tens, then sometimes you got friends. But when you only got pennies, nickels, and dimes, then you only got friends some of the times. So you make $1 million to pay your tax, to keep the IRS off your back. Uncle Sam got his, I got mine, and now I got friends all the time. It takes money, money, cash, money, money, oh that's right. It takes money, money, cash, money, money, to the bill, to the B-I-double-L bill. Hit it!
Classic hip hop from Mr. Jimmy Spicer talking about dollar bill, y'all. Dollar bill, y'all. Dollar, 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 dollar bill, y'all. That's where it comes from. So, y'all been hearing people say that? Know that it comes from the source. Jimmy Spicer talking about money, dollar bill, y'all. From 1983, and this is A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul in the archives. Just go to the www.prn.fm site, and you can also listen to A Bowl of Soul podcast by phone. You know, the podcast by phone gives you the chance to listen to all of A Bowl of Soul's last 5 episodes by dialing and listening to the live number. And if you want to check that out, you can just dial into A Bowl of Soul by going to 1-701-719-1007 and make sure you listen to A Bowl of Soul on abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. And you can also catch A Bowl of Soul the podcast on iHeartRadio. I'm celebrating that. That is like to me a major, major accomplishment for A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And check out A Bowl of Soul's Facebook page. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And I hope y'all have been checking out on Netflix, you know, the movie called The Get Down, which basically is chronicling the history of early hip-hop in the BRONX. It's a great show. It's a great way to let the young heads get a little bit of history on hip-hop and how it's got its beginnings. Coming up next, one of my favorite, is a classic from the legendary Mr. T. LaRock, talking about It's Yours, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Illustrating, description giving, adjective expert, analyzing some of the musical myths, seeking people of the universe. This is yours. It's yours. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Well, if you had it, would you flaunt it?
Hell yeah.
Well, it's yours. Taking a record that's already made with the help of the mix board used in the crossfade. Rhythm can be kept to a self-choice pace, depending on moment or depth of bass. I don't really know, but somebody said some musical rhythm can mess with your head. I don't know if it's true. I leave it up to you. It's yours. Done up with finesse is equivalent to the adjective best. Now it's time to introduce neo rhymes combined with a groove with juice. Dance to the musical tune on the microphone, gonna make you swoon. T-L-A-R-O-C-K, usually the reason for a very nice day. I came here to represent the ultimate act, which only occurs when the party is packed. So full of endurance for your insurance, everything's fixed, just listen to the mix.
Jay,
Jazzy, Jay.
you some classic hip-hop from T. La Rock, who was born in Manhattan, raised in the Bronx in the borough of New York City. He was a former breakdancer, and he is the older brother of fellow old school MC Special K from the Treacherous Three. Now, in 1984, Rick Rubin released It's Yours, which was the very first release on Def Jam. Some might argue that LL Cool J's I Need a Beat, but I Need a Beat was the second single released on Def Jam. T. La Rock's was the first. And if you listen to T. La Rock and LL Cool J, LL Cool J gets his style from T. La Rock. T. La Rock was the one that was able to take lyrics and like poetry and just make it flow and make it flow into a danceable party record. And Def Jam co-founder Russell Simmons commented about the effect T. La Rock and It's Yours had on the early hip-hop scene. You know, It's Yours, this was an underground record, okay? This was a hot underground record, and it's monumental. And this song has been sampled by countless artists, Public Enemy and Louder Than a Bomb. From its 1988 release, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, Nas, The World Is Yours, from his album, 1994 album called Illmatic, and sampled by many house music artists and producers. Celebrating on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Mr. T. La Rock. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul. Just having some technical difficulties here. We're going to get it going on, but you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
From the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Sorry for the technical difficulties, but we got to get it going with Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting stage show you've ever witnessed, appearing live.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Excuse me, Dougie.
Yes!
Have you ever seen a show where fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite.
They never write.
That's not polite. Am I lying?
No, you're quite right.
Well, tonight, on this very mic, you're about to hear,
we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So,
cheerio,
yell,
scream, bravo.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show. Because the shoes always hurt my thong.
6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you're on.
We'll be right back.
was going downtown.
Word.
All alone, no one to be with. Stepped on the decanter 205th. I saw a pretty girl.
So
I sat beside her. Then she went like she was Tony the Tiger. I said, hold on, there's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Rick, not Frosty Flakes.
Oh, golly, why?
She was raised in hell. She said, oh, my name is Maggie, but call me Michelle. Michelle, my belle, Sunday monkey, get in on some. Slick Rick and I'm rock that house, you know what I'm saying? And when I'm on the mic, there won't be no delaying. Bust a move, we show and prove. Hey yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
Giving you some classic hip hop from Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick. Oh my God, I remember that came out. We went bananas, man. I was like in high school when this came out. And this was classic. It was classic. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And, you know, thank God, you know, about Slick Rick, because, you know, Slick Rick had gotten locked up. He was in prison, you know, for some time. And, you know, he was granted a pardon by the former governor, David Patterson. He granted him a full unconditional pardon on the attempted murder charges, and he was released because of his behavior. And then he later on volunteered time to mentor kids about violence. And, you know, in April of this year, Slick Rick was granted U.S. citizenship. And he is still a British citizen, because primarily he was a British citizen, but he has dual citizenship. He's an American and he is a British citizen. But Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh left their legacy in hip-hop. And, you know, Snoop Dogg was very much influenced by Slick Rick, especially Lottie Dottie, which is classic and children's story. And, you know, Dougie Fresh, when he did the show, and then he did Give It All You Got, and, you know, I mean, Dougie Fresh, also Harlem's own Dougie Fresh, you know, he definitely has left his legacy on hip-hop as well. Coming up next, my man, the first generation of hip-hop, Mr. Curtis Blow, doing the original If I Rule the World, here on A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry, and if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Girls, 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 we're diamonds,
girls, girls, girls.
If I rule the world,
you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Make peace in every country, build a phone, home. Not running a console, a brotherhood. I'm just here to tell the world how my story went. You see, first it was a dream, I was living in Rome, and then I moved to London, bought a brand new home. And everywhere I went, I drew lots of attention, like a stress limousine. What it was new and big. It took a few years before the day had come, but I was ruler of the world, rank number one. So I headed toward Washington to claim the crown, let the whole world know that the king was in town. The crowd start to cheer, and then someone yelled out, "The king is here!" So I headed toward stage to make a speech about the new style of living I was going to teach.
I rule the world.
I love them, baby.
They're diamonds and pearls.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
If I
down as they reach for my hand. I said, thank you, really, to promise thing. But now I must go, so goodbye to everybody. Tonight I see you all at my super dinner party. And late that night at my super dinner party, I was dancing to the beat and entertaining a lot of time. The music started ending, it was time for a speech. The crowd started singing as I rose on my feet. And this is what's a dream, I explained to the crowd. But now I grew the world and I built the very proud. Excuse me, please, for stopping this show. I just had to thank you all for helping me. So my first day in office, I came to the throne. I spent my first 3 hours on the telephone. You know it, news, mail, reporters, and voters too. I had so many calls, I didn't know what to do. You know, all fights, I continue to work. I signed so many papers, my fingers started to hurt. Then I shook off the pants. Hey, this ain't no thing, cause there's nothing in the world of being number one.
Hip-hop pioneer Mr. Curtis Blow, who was born August 9th, 1959. Wow. You know, Curtis is like 57 now. You know what I'm saying? But Curtis is a pioneer. He really is. And, you know, he's originally from Harlem, New York. And his name is Kurt Walker. And he began DJing under the name Cool DJ Kurt. And then Curtis Blow, he decided to change his name to Curtis Blow, and he became, in 1979, at the age of 20, the first rapper to be signed by major label Mercury Records, which released Christmas Rappin', and you know that's classic. Christmas Rappin' is classic, and it sold over 500,000 copies, and then he came up with These Are the Breaks, Break It Up, Break It Up, Break It Up, Breakdown. And that sold over 500,000 copies as well. Probably sold more than that now because it's a classic. It's just a classic. It's a hip-hop classic. But, you know, Curtis Blow had some great songs. He had 8 Million Stories, which is one of my favorites. AJ Scratch and Basketball. He's playing basketball. They're playing basketball. Ball. And then he had this song from 1985 off of his album called America. Top 5 hit on the Billboard R&B chart, If I Ruled the World. And you can hear If I Ruled the World on Nas record with Lauryn Hill. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, I mean, it's been a minute. LL is like almost 50 years old. You believe that? And I thought LL was way younger when he came out. But I love this brother. He's done some great things. Started as a kid from South Queens, Jamaica. Okay? Jamaica, South Queens. Okay? And he started from there and he worked his way up. My brother is now on NCIS, Los Angeles. He's doing fabulous. He's hosting the Grammys, looking like a grown, good-looking man. All right? Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate another pioneer in hip-hop, Mr. LL Cool J, who took a lot of his skills from his label mate, T. La Rock, here doing Rock the Bells. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
LL Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care, you tell.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Double L must rock my bell.
Rock girls won't, cause I make a lot of money and your boyfriend don't. LL, what the hell, gonna rock the bells? Or you washed up rappers wanna do this well? Rock the bells! DJ's name?
Cut Creator!
No episode who's on the wheel. He'll drive the cross fader like a cutting mobile. So precise with a slice that you know he's greater. What's my DJ's name?
Cut Creator!
What you know? What do you know? Earl rolls the weed. I go to the store and get low. Go for your crappy looking nappy head. Girls get back. Cause there's a 10 to 1 chance that the mic is smacked. Rock the bell.
Classic hip hop from the legendary, the greatest of all time, Mr. LL Cool J from 1986. Woo! Really 85, 86. Rock the bells, baby. Rock the bells. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, a classic for the Brooklyn heads. You know, we talked about the Bronx and we got Queens in the house and we got Harlem in the house. Now we cannot forget Brooklyn in the house. This is a classic, okay? This basically put Brooklyn on the map. Then this, like, if you play this song at any party and there's some Brooklynites in there, oh my God, it's going to be something to behold. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Cutmaster DC, talking about Brooklyn in the house, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Karen Bernard. Come listen to the Soul Pioneers on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Brooklyn's in the house.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Talking about Brooklyn causes much controversy, simply because we give no mercy. So I am here to show and prove our favorite pastime is not robbing you, but going to jams, painting the town. So when we're around, no need to frown. Just get out your seat, rock to the beat, cause we're about ready to make you move your feet.
Brooklyn's in the house.
Party people in the place to be. It's the cut master that they call DC. And as you know, my specialty is not turntables one and two, but three. The way I cut, how I throw down, you know I must be from Brooklyn town. So don't confuse me with anyone. 'cause I was raised in Brownsville, taught to go for self. Moved the crowd heights, now I'm in Bed-Stuy, and no matter what I do, be there till I die. Proud of who I am and where I'm from, Brooklyn, NYC, number one.
To DC, Brooklyn, in the house. Now I'm going to leave you with a classic that caused a lot of controversy. Whereas KRS-One came out with South Bronx. But here is MC Shan from Queensbridge, New York, Long Island City, talking about the bridge. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Marl in the house tonight. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
The bridge. The bridge.
You love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place.
sat out in the dark. They used to do it out in the park. Every place they said his name, it rang an alarm. Otherwise known as Mean T-Tom. A brother who's known for his rap, Jappy Jack. Larry Ladd, third, least not last. A cool brother by the name of Gas. FaZe Brothers made you get loose. They was down with a brother called Cousin Bruce. They used to jam in the center. You had to pay so you could enter. Go to the door, get frisked just in order to get in. And if you wasn't from this town, then you couldn't fight and win. But every time they had a jam, they couldn't get no peace. So that's why the jams out there in the parks they had to seize. Cause you was in
the bridge, 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 the bridge.
Why don't you wise up, show all the people in the place that you are bright. Make this here one jam that you do not start no fight. Cause that is one thing that we all must see done. And if you start some shit, your ass had better run. Cause you're in
the bridge.
Ladies and gentlemen,
We got MC Shan and Molly Marl in the house tonight.
Giving you some classic soul and hip hop from MC Shan talking about To the Bridge. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul and make sure you like my Twitter handle. Follow me on Twitter. Like me on Facebook, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music. Make sure you catch up with me again, and we're going to give you some more classic soul, new soul, hip hop, you name it. It's A Bowl of Soul. Love yourself, love others, and make sure you tune in next week to hear some more great soul here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.